Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 430. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Yes, I am. Am something.
Jeff is here as well.
Smash.
Jeff smashing in the corner. And Peter's here.
That makes me just all sorts of uncomfortable.
Dude, all right, quick little joke. I was going to leave to go do my route, so I'm like leaving my office like the day after Smash came out. And my one friend or my coworker who I knew was gonna be working late, I'm like, I'll be thinking about you later while I'm fucking smashing, dude. And he's like, wait, what? Like, never fucking mind. Like after I said it, I was like, that sounded so bad coming out of my mouth.
Yep, and then your boss was in your office later being like, why are you sexually harassing your
coworker? It was so fucking funny. Anyways.
So Smash Brothers Ultimate came out. That's a video game.
Sure it is.
It's a hell of a video game.
Miraculously, somehow.
I played a lot of it.
What was that, Tony?
Have we all played it?
No. I don't think Peter has yet.
Nope. Damn it, Peter.
Peter's still broke as shit.
You have a Switch, though, right?
You have a Switch.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I did see that you were thinking about buying Ashen and something else, though.
Yeah, there are like three other games. I'm like, actually four at this point. I'm like, maybe I'll play these before I get Smash.
Get for the same price, yeah. It depends. Like, I mean, mileage is going to vary on Smash, so.
I guess. I will just say this, like, just to get it started. Like, I personally, like, I didn't read anything about this going into it. I wasn't, like, hyped for it. I just was buying it because I get Nintendo games.
Yep.
And, you know, I buy all of them anyways. And I am enjoying it way more than I have any Smash Brothers game. Like, and it's not like it's, like, any really different or anything. It's just it's such a complete package, though. And, like, they tweaked little things in it. Like, the way they changed Classic Mode has made it really compelling to me anyways, and so I've been playing a ton of it, so just, and I did not expect that to happen, so
I do like that it is. Well, for some characters at least, that Classic Mode has like designed bosses for them.
Yeah,
not all of them, like there's still a lot that you end up fighting Master Hand, and that sucks, but there are other ones that are specifically designed for those individual characters, and that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's cool. They have enough stages now in the game so that, like, I don't know, if you're planning to do a Samus, it's going to be, like, the more mature, like, type of stuff, like, stages you're going to be playing on. You know what I mean? Like, more sci-fi leaning stuff.
Yeah.
Like, and they find, like, a spin to each character's, like, run through the Classic Mode. You know what I mean? Like, there's something to each one. So,
yeah, I don't remember what character I was playing as, but I was fighting Pac-Man, and it was like this side-scrolling old school, like level, like
an old Pac-Man level that looks.
Yeah,
really
it was almost like Pac-Man World, like that type of level. Like, it looked like shit. Like, but
yes, I hate that level, dude.
But it was like, it was interesting because it wasn't just, you know, the platforms. Like, you had to think about continuing to move left to right.
Yes,
because you still had to be moving.
Did you get Pac-Man?
No, I still don't have Pac-Man,
dude. I've died so many times because of that level. I get stuck sometimes on the left hand side. I'm like, my character's off screen. I'm trying to run. I'm like, am I stuck against something? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, and you can't see.
And then it's like, game over. It's like,
but the AI characters are not very good at navigating that stuff either, I found. It's easy to pin them.
Yeah, and sometimes you can get them to fall off the stage pretty like early on in a match, too, where you're just like, they just like fuck up and they can't make it back, you know? But yeah.
I mean, they're booting this game up, it is daunting just looking at that fucking menu. Like,
that menu is terrible.
It's confusing,
right? It's terrifying and ugly.
There's so many, it's just a mess of things.
Kind of a Smash menu. Like, I mean, that's...
Yeah.
I mean, I remember the menu from... What was the last one called? Smash Wii U and 3DS, I guess.
Yeah,
I think
that's all it was. It was, like, such a generic name. Yeah, like, that had a shit-ass menu, too. And I don't remember Melee having, like, a phenomenal menu to it.
It's just like a cacophony of menus.
There's like 17 other options.
And we're going to talk like main modes inside of like classic mode, which should be like on the front screen. Like that should be like one of the main modes, but it's in games and stuff, like other things you can fucking tinker with right next to your options. Like there's a, I did not realize this until like someone told me on Twitter that, like, if you lose a match to a challenger, there's, like, a button that you could go to in the options screen or some bullshit.
So they did tell where it was. It's under the games and
yeah, so you go to games more. It's just, like, in a corner. It's just, like, a little shield in the corner.
It's, like, you wouldn't even notice it, though, because it's just another colorful box that's there. It doesn't even say anything. It's just, like, a doorway. You don't even look like you might be able to select, like... The game did tell me about it, like, after the first time I lost to somebody.
See, I didn't see that. Like, I just saw them say, hey, you know, don't worry, that person will be back in the rotation for you to fight again. So, like, it's all good. But it's like, thank God there's that little option, though, because, like, I don't know, dude. They definitely make those, like, challengers way tougher than a normal opponent. I get my ass kicked a lot against them. So, being able to rematch them is pretty important.
Yeah. I mean, especially if you're trying to unlock all the characters or certain characters.
Yeah. It's just because otherwise you'd have to wait forever. One, you'd have to like run through classic mode every time or whatever, or do more of the adventure mode, which I've not played a bunch of.
So has anybody, Tony, have you played any of the adventure mode?
Actually, adventure mode is all I've played so far.
Okay.
Yeah. I am really enjoying it.
It's so funny because, I really, like, my favorite thing about this game is classic. Like, we're playing two different things in it. Like, it's just, that's how much shit there is.
And I've kind of been bouncing back and forth between the two. Like, a little bit of classic here, a little bit of the adventure mode, spirit board, or whatever the hell it is.
I have played a little bit of it, and I just find it... I don't think I like the spirits thing. I don't know.
It's a little more complex than I'm looking for. Having to, upgrade them and...
Yeah, it's weird. So it's like, how does it work, basically? Like, you get these spirits from... You get spirits when you're playing classic mode, too. Like, you're always unlocking the spirits. And I think they're, like... I don't know if they're like a permanent stat attachment thing or if it's just like a one-time boost that you use every time. Like, I don't even know how those things work, honestly. I'm just like, whatever. I don't like this. This is weird. So how does it work? Like, are they like a permanent like thing you put on your character that you can swap out?
Well, they're not permanent. Yeah. Like, they're interchangeable.
But they're not one-time use.
No.
Okay. They are. You just have an inventory of them.
Yeah, okay. So there's
think of them like armor then, right?
Yeah, but some of them are
in a way. There's your primary spirit, and then you can attach like secondary spirits to them that give you certain like boosts or like you might start off with a weapon or you might start off with an AI partner. It all depends on how you like tie them all together. It's interesting. I do know that like the little numbers at the bottom, they add up to the big number.
Yeah.
I don't quite know how those numbers interact because like you'll have the Belmont that you get is a red spirit, but then there's like green spirits and blue spirits and gray spirits and you know, I don't know, like, there has to be some sort of...
breakdown of what they mean and
stuff. Well, like, blue is better than red, or, like kind of, like, almost like a, like an element system, I would guess. Because I know that like I've come up in matches where I have a higher number, but they're like, your spirits are like outmatched or something like that. I'm like looking at
them.
Like,
interesting.
My, okay. My number is higher. So I don't really, Tony, have you figured that out?
No, I have no idea. I think it has something to do with the number of spirits you can equip or something. I really don't know though.
Just know, like, you feed them candies and snacks. You feed them snacks and their numbers go up. And you can level them up to 99.
Yeah, I did that. I did, like, so I have, like, Big Cat as one of my, or as my spirit or whatever, and I, like, fucking have him leveled up to 99. But I just, like, yeah, like, it's just, I like that they do, like, variations on fights and shit in that mode. Like, if it was just that, I think I'd like it more than all that nonsense. So, yeah, I've gravitated towards classic mode almost 100% just because of that. So, I don't know. You guys are liking it, though, or?
It's okay. I mean, it's Smash. I will, like, I am enjoying unlocking them. Like, that's the big thing that, like, I keep seeing this. There's, like, this push and pull on like Twitter and forums about the unlocking of the characters.
Yeah, so here's my take. If all the characters were unlocked the day I bought the game, I would be done. So I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, and you know, obviously it's the people that like seem to like are be huge fans of the series that are gonna play it probably for next year, like, seem to be the most upset about it. But then again, it's like, even then, why would they be upset? Like, dude, yeah, you're going to get everything. Like, calm down. You're going to have the game for ever.
Because they like, main, like, you know, two or three characters, and all they do is play competitively. Yeah. Like, they don't care about classic mode. They don't care about the story mode. They don't, like, they just want to play competitively. And they want to play with the characters they want to play with. I understand that to a degree, but there's like, this game is packed with a ton of shit. Like, and I'm on some level, I'm like, yeah, good on Nintendo for being like, yeah, that's cool that you want to be this ultra competitive bullshit, but
we don't give a shit.
Right.
Like, but also, exactly. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, to me, it's like, that makes the game. Like, if it gives me that sense of progression that I feel when I play like Call of Duty, where it's like every match, you know, everything I'm doing in this is building towards something. You know what I mean? Yep. And if I already had all that stuff to begin with, then I wouldn't care. And I'd be like, okay, well, I guess I'll play this when friends come over. You know?
Yeah, it gives me a reason to jump in and like, you know, play through classic mode, because I know that when I play through classic mode, I'm going to get an unlock. I'm going to like, I will get a character, like a chance to get a new character. So yeah, like I kind of enjoy that about it. I do know that like once I unlock everybody, it'll probably go in its case until people come over.
Speaking of which, has anyone like gotten the group together yet? Cause I did, I think the first day I had it. Like, has anyone played like with like three or four people or anything? Like,
I have not. I had two people over and were like, "Hey, like, you want to play Smash?" And they were like, "No." And so they proceeded to play Assassin's Creed Origins and pass the controller around.
What? Like, I would murder. So I would murder those friends. Like, you guys are not friends. What are you doing to me here?
Holy shit! The Chargers just hit a 2-point conversion with 4 seconds left and are now up by one.
Wow.
Yeah. Go Chargers. Just don't allow any weird lateral play to cause you to lose the game.
I love that. That was great.
Yeah, so you played with people though, Jeff?
Yeah, it's like the first night, like, so like literally when my friends came over, I had maybe 12 characters. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, like two of my friends and my girlfriend, like all four of us, we played for probably 4 hours straight, and it was probably the most fun I've had playing a game all year. Like, it was just like, it was fucking awesome. Like, we're just having a fucking blast, and every three matches it was like, oh, whoever won that match has to fight the challenger, and the challenger, like, we were doing okay for a while, but the difficulty on that ramps up so much that, like, for like the last hour or so, like, I think we've lost four or five times in a row. And when we did win, it was like high fives all around. Like, yes, we fucking unlocked somebody. Like, I remember, like, right before my friends left, my one buddy, like, he got stuck fighting, and it was against Sonic, and he fucking beat him, and we unlocked Sonic. Like, we were all like, yes, dude, no, we have Sonic. It's so awesome. Like, I don't know. Like, it was just fucking cool. Like, it was just a really fun time. And, you know, it's neat that you could basically play however you want. There's a million different, you know, control options. So, like, I think right now, since I have two sets of Joy-Cons and two Pro Controllers, I could probably do six player, because you can go up to eight, you know?
Oh, but, all in the same console?
Yeah, but I will say this, that, like, four was way more than enough. Like, it was pure chaos. Like, with all items and shit turned on, it was absolute fucking madness. I couldn't imagine playing with more than that.
How does it work with just the Joy-Con? Like, but one by itself? Like,
I mean, you I guess just turn
the, it. I guess
turn
the
it
Smash,
on your side. Yeah, yeah, like it works really well because you really only use B and A. Yeah, I think you just have to use basically up to jump instead of being able.
But
to use...
you should still be able to press what's it Y, X or Y, jumps when you're using.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I guess you lose the ability to do directional smash attacks with the B button. It's like you whichever way you're pointing with your left analog stick is how you're gonna be.
Yeah.
What your B attack instead of, like, you know, you can use the right analog stick to do smash attacks as well. I don't. What are these tilt attacks that I keep hearing about? Like, I have no idea what this shit is, because the game has no instruction manual. It does not teach you how to play this game at all.
It does do a little video if you let it sit for like 3 minutes or something, or 5 minutes. Like, if you don't do anything, just let it sit. It does. It starts playing a video, like, showing you all the buttons and shit.
Okay.
So I think there is like a training. Yeah, like, you just let it idle for long enough. But again, it's not super in depth. It's just like, there are four different B moves: up, you know, sideways.
Yeah, and I knew that. Like, I just saw, like, in the menus, it was like, it keeps track of everything. Like, if you look at your stats, and I didn't see any. Like, it said something about, like, tilt attacks, and I have zero. I don't even know what that is. How do I do one of these magical tilt attacks?
I don't know. Do you know what that is, Pete?
Nope.
I don't know. I honestly couldn't begin to tilt attack. Right.
And
I don't know.
Also, I mean, I am not a Smash Brothers like expert
at
all.
Neither
obviously.
Am I either.
But I assume that when the Smash ball comes out and your guy is lit up, that's like how you do your final Smash?
Yes.
Okay. So I've only done that like two or three times.
You hold down B, and sometimes there's like a thing you have to do after that. It'll be like, oh, I'll move a target real quick towards where you want, like, the attack to go or whatever. Like
right.
Ice climbers, like a giant mountain comes out from the bottom of the screen, and you can move it around though. Like, if you press left and right, so like if it doesn't touch one of the guys you want to hit, you could like move it like to the left to try to hit them or something, you know. Right. Like, but it's like it's almost like wire aware in nature, where you're like, okay, you have a second to figure out what the fuck it is to do. You know, but I guess once you know it, you know it. But I love all that shit. I love when they added that. I guess like one of the coolest things.
Yeah, and I like that, like, once you get that, the glowy ball, like, it's easy to do.
Like, yeah, it's just
not
hold down B.
Like, that's one of the things that always frustrated me about, like, Mortal Kombat and shit. It's like
the fatality is,
yeah,
like,
it's like you
want
to do this cool
combo
thing. It's like, I have no fucking idea how to do this. Like, you have to memorize a magic spell to do it.
And you have to be, like, a certain number of steps from the person when you do it, so it's like, when you fuck up, you don't even know what you fucked up. You're like, did I not press the buttons correctly? Was I not close enough? Like, you know, was I not in the right position? No,
right.
This is just hold down B. You're gonna do the really cool flashy thing. It's awesome.
Yeah, like Smash Brothers is like fighting for dummies.
It is. I love it because of that. Like, and I'm actually just really enjoying this one more than I thought I would. Just, I think, just because of the sheer volume of it. Like, and yeah, get all the unlocks, like, because of that. because you start with 8 characters and have to build the 74, it's just like you're always, you know, within 10 minutes of trying to unlock something again, you know?
Yeah.
And that for me is like, that keeps me on that wheel. Like, yeah, all right, I'm going to keep chasing this.
I wish they had I guess it's been said a couple times, but the trophies, because they used to have the descriptions, and like it was almost like a virtual Nintendo museum.
I don't know why they didn't. You could have just imported the lists from any of the other games. Like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, it's kind of that. That's kind of a letdown, but I mean, the game is packed with so much content that.
It is, but like that to me was a big thing. Ever since Melee on, that was a big thing for me, and I really almost hope that they do add them, because it just feels, I don't know, me and Poppy were talking about this, like, I feel real strongly about it, like, it just doesn't feel right not having it. Like, it's just so cool, because like, you'd click on a trophy and it'd be like, this whole description of what the item is, you know, like, what its significance was in the series, and then it'd be like, first appearance, in what year, what system, like, I don't know. It's like a really cool, like you said, like almost like a Nintendo museum. Fucking awesome. And instead, now you get these stupid spirit sticker bullshit things. It sucks.
It does. Anybody else having to say on Smash?
It's really, really super fun.
Super fun. Nice.
I was not expecting to like it as much as I do. I kind of think I missed playing these kind of games. They feel kind of the same itch for me that a sports game does. You could just kind of pick it up and play a round and then put it down again.
It's giving me flashbacks to my GameCube days. Like, just playing, like, Melee is like probably the last time I've been this excited about a Smash Bros. Game. And so it's giving me that feel again. But I get what you're saying, yeah.
It is fun. Like, I mean, it's not blowing me away. But I am enjoying playing it. And,
you need to have one of those nights where you like force your friends to stop playing Assassin's Creed in front of you, and then make them play with you. And then when you guys start unlocking characters together and shit, I'm telling you, that is like the most fun way to play. That was so much fun.
Well, I finally, like, after they played Assassin's Creed for 2 hours, which is funny because, like, me and my friend got up. We went to my refrigerator in my basement and got a beer. And when we came back, Assassin's Creed was booting up because my other friend had started it. But after we got done doing that for 2 hours, we're like, we're fucking hungry. So I talked them into going to the casino. And that was fun because I watched the one that started Assassin's Creed lose about $250. Yeah.
Should have been playing Smash.
All right. You guys play anything else? Because I have a ton of shit.
Yeah, you've played everything in the world. It's really sad.
He's doing his homework.
I am.
I'm going to have to defer to him for all decisions at Game of the Year.
So real quick, I played Ashen, which is that on a Game Pass. Jeff, I think that.
I saw you guys talking about that.
Yeah, I'm curious why you played it.
I gave it a shot.
It was free? Like,
I mean, it's free. I'll play anything for free. Like, I mean, you guys know I'm not a huge Dark Souls fan. This is a little more forgiving than Dark Souls. You have like an AI partner that rolls with you sometimes. But I think like you guys like that type of combat I'm not really sure. Like, there are these souls things that, like, when you kill an enemy, like, you get some power, and when you die, like, you leave them on the board, which you can then retrieve. But I don't know what the fuck they're good for, like, outside of, like, repairing your weaponry. I haven't seen how to, like, upgrade my health or anything yet.
Hmm.
And this is a little more linear in structure than Dark Souls. Like, there's a story to it.
They give you like mission markers and shit.
Yeah, there's a quest log. Like, there's a literal log that, like, here is the quest. Like, and you can have multiple quests open at a time. But like, there's a main story quest. There are side quests to do. But it is still very much that, like, go go to this area, kind of explore it, kill the enemies, fight a boss who is going to be like way stronger than you, and you're going to have to figure out his attack patterns and stuff. It's okay. I think I like it a little more than Dark Souls. The art style, Pete, I think is what drew me to it the most.
Oh, okay.
Because when I saw the trailer originally, I didn't realize it was like a Dark Souls type game. But I really like this, like all the characters, like they don't have faces, but everything is kind of like they're polygonal. But there's like this really cool like look to everything in the game. I don't know. I think you and Jeff would probably really like that.
I was looking at it and I was like, I don't know.
To get Game Pass for free, Jeff. Try it out.
Yeah.
Let's see. I also played a little bit of Madden, which Tony has talked at length about. I've been playing the long shot mode.
Yeah.
Different from last year, like you said.
Not nearly as good, I don't think.
Yeah, there's not any, like at least what I've come across in like 2 hours of playing it. There's no like decisions in the game. Like everything is just like Madden gameplay. Like,
yeah, there's none. I think there might be one in the entire game,
Which I miss. Like I kind of miss that like adventure game kind of aspect to it. Where you could direct the story. It looks like this story is very much like this is what it is. Like you don't really get a choice in how that stuff plays out, but. I like this like nonsensical narrative bullshit that EA is stuffing into their sports games. I wish they would stuff it into NHL. Along with that, I got Madden. EA was offering they are selling a bundle of all four of their major sports games for $100. With EA Access, you get 10% off. So all four of their sports games for $90. So I bought that. And along with that came NBA Live. I have not played a basketball game since the PlayStation 2 era.
And you chose to play the bad one?
The worst one. Yeah. I've heard that this one, like the review-wise, it seems like it's okay. I have not actually played any actual, like, I have not played like the Sixers versus the Wizards or anything like that yet. Like I've been playing their story mode type thing called The One. Yeah. And it's like this weird street ball thing. Like I played in the Philippines in like on a street basketball court in between like a couple high rises. Like it's really weird. You get to make some choices. Like all the dialogue is kind of done through text, like on your phone. But I'm liking it. It's pretty cool. I'm building up my character. I suck. Like I'm supposed to be the one, and I think I scored like 2 points in our street ball game. I only had like a couple assists. I have zero understanding of basketball at all.
Oh, that's not good.
So
NHL, it just looks terrible.
Yeah, like I know how to play hockey. I don't quite know. Like I know that I'm supposed to put the ball into the basket. I don't.
That's quite why know I like. That's why I like NBA Jam.
Yeah, like NBA Jam, NBA Street. I understand that shit because it's arcadey and cartoony. This is like it's more simish, so it's like it plays off of like the real rules, and like the real strategies. Like, so you want to like be getting up close on people. And if I remember from playing like when I was in like sixth and seventh grade, like boxing people out, and I don't know what any of this shit means. I am the prototypical white idiot that, I don't know. It's fun. I might play more of it. I we didn't talk about games last week, so I tried out that Starlink Battle for Atlas.
Ooh.
On the Switch. Comes with the Star Fox Air Wing. It's the Ubisoft Toys to Life game that they've entered into the Toys to Life market 4 years too late.
If you like it, there's a huge sale at Best Buy right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, everything's 50% off.
So
you could probably just buy that game though without it, right? Or no?
You can play it digitally. Which I mean, I can put the cart in and take it and play Starlink on the go without the funky controller adapter. Part of the fun is that dumb ass ship on your controller, though.
Yeah.
But like the game itself, devoid of toys, the game is kind of cool. It's like an in-depth Star Fox game. With like, you know, space combat and land combat, and I mean, you don't have to play a Star Fox. There are other characters and other ships. That is how you actually unlock things, though, Jeff, is by buying those other ships and I guess attaching them to your stupid controller. Mm. But I don't know. It's fun. Like, and I got it cheap. Like, I got it for like $30. I think it's like a $70 or $80 game normally. So they're already like wholesaling this shit out. And as Tony said, like Best Buy is selling off all their toys and crap. So. But if you like it, if you like those types of games like Star Fox, and it's a fun one. I think kids will probably get a kick out of it too, because like you can add shit to your ships, and
if I'm in the right mood for it, those games are fun.
So it's not like Skylanders or Disney Infinity where there's like a portal. It comes with this weird controller adapter thing, and you slide the Joy-Cons into it. And then you so the pilots have their own little people, and you slide your pilot in, and that's kind of like your special ability. So like you slide Fox into the little slot where the pilot is, and then you drop the ship over the pilot. So the pilot's actually in the ship, and that'll register by a chip as well. And then the ships have two ports that are chip readers that you can put weapon attachments on. The whole thing is like, it's insane, but it's kind of fun. Real quick, Shadow of the Tomb Raider. That's a damn good game.
Is it damn good?
It's good.
It's damn good. Like if you like Tomb Raider, it's like if you like those Tomb Raider games, this is a very good one of those.
It faded so much for me. Like it's just another one, you know, like, I don't know. It didn't stand out enough for me.
I don't think it's on my top 10. The tombs and stuff are better this time around. They're more puzzly. They're longer.
That's true, I guess.
I mean, if you were looking at it for like, this awesome story. No, it is like this bullshit, outlandish. The world is ending again, and Lara has to save it. But, and she's also like the worst friend ever.
Yeah.
She might actually be like the worst person ever. Like, her and Nathan Drake are pretty much like neck and neck for worst people ever. But like, I guess the difference is that Lara actually isn't like engaged to anybody or married to anybody. So like her actions, or she's just like fucking over her other friends. I don't know. It's a pretty game. I'm digging it. I played about 3.5-4 hours of it, so I think it's like a 12-hour, 13-hour game. So if you have it, I would play it. It's good.
Damn, I should try it.
And finally, I played through the entirety of Celeste in less than 24 hours.
I don't understand that madness.
That game surprised me because I went in not expecting to like that thing at all. And I was driven to beat it. And I did so without the, what was it called? Assist mode or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like I played it entirely without that. So
I'm just bad.
What does assist mode do?
makes you not bad at video games.
Like,
hope for you there, Jeff.
I honestly don't know, Jeff. Like, but from what I read, like,
you can give yourself infinite dashes. You can literally just not die. Like, if you fall to the bottom of the screen, you'll just start walking.
Oh
wow. That would have made some of these fucking jumps I had to make.
I'd be so tempted. Like, once I start using that, though, I'd be so tempted to use it all the time. Because, like, every room in that game is just, like...
Just, like, walk to the end.
Like. It just sucked. Like, I went back to it because of... Like, I was surprised that you liked it. Because, like, you're kind of like me, where it's, like, games like Super Meat Boy, it's, like, that's not really the type of platformer I like.
Right.
And to me, this is, like, right in that category. It's better than Super Meat Boy. Like, it's more stylish, for sure. Like... But it's the same thing where it's like every room I'm like, oh man, how the fuck, like, I'm gonna have to do this like 50 fucking times and just get it timed just fucking right. Like, I don't like that. Like,
it definitely. I mean, I died like 2,200 times playing it.
Yeah,
because it does keep track of that. But I don't know. I ended up taking each room
as like its own puzzle. All right, I'm gonna beat this. Yeah.
Yeah, and like there were definitely times where like I was like, I don't know what the fuck, and so I shut it down and like went and did something else for a little bit and then came back to it. But that was the thing, like I kept coming back to it because like I wanted to do it. Yeah. I don't know exactly what it was, but there was something like driving me to get to the top of that fucking mountain.
Well, it is like every room is this like, it's very good about checkpointing. It's like every room is its own self-contained thing.
Yep.
So it's like once you get past that screen, you're on a new screen. And then like you don't have to go back like if you die or whatever. So
but there, it's just, there yeah, was this
too hard. Like for me, it's too hard. I don't know.
How far did you get?
I don't even know because I went back to play it the other night. I was in the middle of a level. Like the levels go on a little while. And I played through like I did like the room I was in. I was like, oh, I can see why I stopped here. This sucks ass. And it was like, so I don't know what part of the game it is. It's where like things are like crawling along the wall and coming to life on the wall. So if you stay in any
you're in the hotel.
You're in the hotel,
I guess. So if you stay in any spot too long, like it bubbles up and gets you. Like, so is that the hotel? I don't know. Like, how far is that?
Yeah, like you're following a guy, because you need a way through the hotel to continue on. You're on like the third or fourth level. I can't like, say it gets any easier.
That's the thing. Because that's the thing. I was like, oh man, I really hate this level. Like, I really hate this like mechanic and this bullshit. But now I'm like, you know what? I was literally thinking that like earlier today. I'm like, you know what? Like, it's not gonna get better once you get past that. It's just gonna become harder in a different way. It's just gonna get like worse and worse. And like, fuck this, dude. Like, I did get past. I was like, you know what? Yeah, if you put your mind to it, you could get past any screen in the game. But it's just not the level of stress I wanted to deal with. Like, it's too much for me. Like, I don't know. I'd rather just play something slightly less daunting than that. And it's weird because it's like, I don't know. I like Dark Souls and shit like that, but this is just too much. It hurts me.
I think they take different skills.
Yeah, like, it's different things.
I'm good at Dark Souls. I'm terrible at platformers. So,
well, the thing, like, I love platformers. I'm not saying I'm good at them, but I love platformers. You know what I mean? Like, but like that's why I don't think I like the ones like Super Meat Boy, because it's like I'm not saying I'm good at platformers. I just like them. I like when they're easy as fuck. Give me Spyro, I'm happy.
Right. I do wonder, like, and Jeff, you don't pay a lot of attention to story, especially in games like this at all.
Yeah,
I mean there is a story in Celeste that I think is very good, and it resonated quite a bit with me.
Yeah,
I do wonder that, like, and actually, like, part of the theme of it is like not quitting on yourself and like driving to your goal. And
yeah,
buddy, it's like
meta.
It's like, yeah, it's like, and in some way, it's like, you know, like there's a point where
Madeline,
like, she falls down the mountain and she's like, yeah, it's fucking over. Like, it's done. And, you know, she convinces herself to keep going. And like, there are definitely parts in that fucking game where I'm like, nope, I'm fucking done. Like, I was like eight. Like, so you get the last level is like 25 or 30 markers going up to the final summit. And in each one, each like little area hits you another checkpoint. So like you go from like, you know, 18 to 17 and like that, like 18 is its own little section. Once you hit 17, you're at a new checkpoint. I got up to like 8 and I was just like stuck on this for like an hour. It's like, nope, I'm fucking done. Maybe I should just do the assist thing. And then
you thought about the story and you're like, no, I'm less.
I don't know. I just walked away from it for a little bit and then came back and like banged my head against it a little more and finally hit it. Like, I don't know if it was just pure luck or like I finally just like figured it out. But I did it and I was like, yes. it felt good and it like resonated with what the story was trying to do too. So it worked for me.
I think my problem is when I'm like, all right, I got to jump to a wall, then I got to dash, then I got to do this. Like, you know, it all has to be like this series of perfect moves to get across something. Like, I like panic really bad. Like, I spaz out. Like, ah! Like, oh, I forgot to dash, or I dashed too many times, or whatever. Like, and it happens so much. That, I don't know. But I get what you're saying. I see what everyone sees in it. And, like, if everything you've said about the story in this, like, makes me really want to consider it for like best story, like just because it goes with like my philosophy of how a story should work in a game is it should be about the gameplay in a way too, like
right. I mean, like they
like it's they just link part up, of like, the game.
I mean, it was more about like her overcoming her self doubt and her depression and like than anything else, but like it does tie into like the brutal nature of this game, like and how hard she was being on herself, and like embracing like that hardship and getting further in life.
I dig it.
I will say this: fuck those strawberries. Like,
yeah, like,
that ain't happening.
That's like the optional, like harder path stuff.
Right? Yeah, There is like there's a reason to get the strawberries, like in terms of, well, one, it like unlocks something after in the epilogue, but also like there's like this cute little scene where after everything's done, Madeline is baking a pie using the strawberries that you've collected, and if you don't have a whole lot of them. There will be a comment made that you did not really make a pie, which is what I got. And like the picture that they show is like mine just has like this little sliver of red in it. Like it's mostly just like flour and shit. So I don't think I'll ever go back and do those strawberries, but yeah, I ended up liking it. I was surprised too, Jeff. I was
very surprised.
I'm
so happy I bought it, even though, like, because every time I do go back, and I think maybe over the course of, like, 3 years, I'll beat it. Because, like, I do go back to it here and there, and I'll beat one or two stages, and I'm like, that sucked. And I'm just like, all right. But then I just think about it, and I'm like, I kind of want to go see about that again, and I'll beat one or two stages.
Where are you playing it on the Switch?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It's my own incompetence. It's my own... panic. It's my panic. Like, I just don't... I respond badly sometimes. I'm like, ah, shit, that's fucking hit the wrong thing. I'm sure totally everyone like, does that.
But, like, there are moments, like, where, like, you're trying... You know exactly what you have to do, and it's just you miss
it. Yeah, you're either too late or too early.
Yeah. And you're just like, fuck! Like, the entire time. All right, so what else you guys got? Or are we talking about finalizing our awards here?
I think I've only played Smash, man.
I played lots of Smash and lots of Battlefield. By the way, they added the new mode to Battlefield. Have we talked about that yet?
No, we did not. It's the new tank mode.
So there's a tank map.
Okay.
The mode itself is not tank related. It's actually just playing Conquest and Battlefield, but with a sort of the same like mission structure that you get from like a season in Fortnite.
Oh, really?
So basically, you end up playing these chapters of. Well, actually, it's so I'm in chapter. We're still in chapter one, but each week you get a bunch of missions to get like XP for the chapter, and it's stuff like, you know, revive six people or whatever.
Right. So like the challenges, like the daily and weekly challenges in Fortnite. Right.
And when you're completing this stuff, you're like unlocking gear, and like new what do they call it? Not assignments, the other thing. Like new things to do, mm-hmm. so that you can get XP for those things. You're unlocking like lots of stuff. It's a great way to like increase your inventory of things. I say as somebody shoots at me. I don't know. It's a cool way to play. It's different. It's very, very Fortnite inspired. To the point where like it's basically a Fortnite copycat mode with Battlefield.
Hey, I like to unlock shit.
I do too. I really appreciate the unlocking of things. So
Smash Brothers.
I mean, it's not like a game changing mode, but if you liked Battlefield, this definitely gives you reasons to play lots and lots more of it.
Okay, I want to give that a shot now.
Yeah, Don and I are playing it right now.
Do not have a good angle for my television where I am recording from. Also, I've tried to do that and steer the I show could, before. It is I hard.
It is, yeah, yeah. It's difficult. I'm always playing every episode. I'm playing something. It's not normally a shooter because shooters are a bit much, but this time it just happens to be.
So we are coming up on our Game of the Year episodes, and. I'm looking over this list. Should I just go over what we have as our categories and see if we want to cut anything?
I'm fine with going over it because I honestly had problems coming up with stuff too. So we can also like throw out nominations a little bit too, to add to the list. Yeah. You know, like.
The Strategy Gamers Strategy Game of the Year. Tony, you said it's been a rough year for strategy games, but
it has.
You seem to have come up with at least three here.
There are like all expansions, but it's fine.
I'm gonna try and give that a Mutant Year Zero.
Yeah,
a shot as well.
I downloaded it. I haven't played it yet, which is why it's not on my list.
Like pizza.
I was laughing at that.
2018 game we wish we got to play but didn't. The Joyously Jeff Game of the Year. Jeff, you want to keep that around?
Yeah, sure. Those are all appropriate choices too.
I gave you a nice list there, Jeff. I thought.
Yeah.
Best couch friendly game.
I like this. I know I'm like the sole champion for this category, but gotta keep couch gaming alive. And I think there were like the two nominations that I have here.
Are unfortunately, probably only two games that you would nominate.
Well, I think they're both like I think it's a real contest. And unfortunately, though, I think I'm the only one that's played both of them.
It's a real contest for you.
Yeah.
I mean, was there anything else that came out this year? Like Overcooked 2? Is that?
Dude, like, is Tetris not couch friendly or?
It's not. There's no multiplayer.
Yeah. Oh,
so
I don't know, man. Those are the ones that come to mind for me. Like, those are the ones that, like, I guess Mario Tennis Aces. You know, like,
yeah, that would in there. Work too.
It's not gonna win. It's between these two. Like, these were like Mario Party. I'm sorry, it was good. Like, it's really fun. I think. So, I don't know. It's, like, tough. But, and it's weird, because, like, again, it's only me that's played both of those, I think. So, buy Mario Party, Chris. Just do it. Buy Mario Party and make the whole family play, and then you'll have a review. Like, you'll be ready to go.
Yeah.
I'll say it's for the podcast.
I'll do that 11 days before Christmas. That sounds like a great
idea. Oh, are you expecting to get it?
No.
No.
I will say this. I have never played a Mario Party before.
What?
Ever.
They're fun. Like, they're good.
I don't disagree. I've never played one, so I don't know.
That's crazy.
But yeah, it's like for somebody that likes the Mario series as much as I do, that has been one that I've never given a shot to.
You like board games too, don't you?
I do.
I mean, it's super basic board game. You roll dice and run around the board like a kid's board game, but like, and then you do mini games between each round. It's fucking awesome, dude. Oh my god.
It's
a sure bet, I think.
Best single player, I think that stays.
Well, I mean, it's
and best multiplayer, both of those kind of got to stick around. It's been a good year for remasters, remakes, and reboots.
Yes, it has. And it's going to be a great year next year too. Resident Evil.
I mean, yeah, it kicks off that way at least.
Like, I have that game pre-ordered. I am.
And Crash Team Racing in June,
yeah.
So next year, I think we will be good enough with that for next year. Like,
but this year, like, I'm looking at what we have, and I mean, I don't know what. I didn't play the Red Faction one, but shit, those are all like real shit nominations. You could probably add to that, honestly. But
yeah, it's like, I mean, I don't know if Diablo 3 counts for that. Like, it's a re-release, but I don't really know if it changed anything.
It's a port, yeah.
Yeah. Captain Toad did add stuff, so, like, that could technically be added.
Fucking Dark Souls Remastered. Right. Katamari just came out. I don't mean, I guess Katamari didn't add anything. Like, it wouldn't win.
Yeah, but it's completely different from the PlayStation 2. Like, it is a, from the ground up, like, rework of that game. So
yeah, but for me personally, like, there's already one that really stands out in that list, so it's I'm fine with how it is right now.
Most improved sequel. I only see two nominees here. Was there other things?
Red Dead Redemption 2. Yeah.
I added the Monster Hunter World one. I think that's totally appropriate for this.
I'm actually, like, I'm looking over my list, and like, I mean Battlefield 5, Odyssey, good. They are sequels. I mean, I guess Pokemon Let's Go is technically a new game in that franchise.
Yeah, but I don't know if I would necessarily think of it as like, oh, this huge, like,
yeah, improvement over the other ones. Like, that's kind of why, like, I didn't put Battlefield 5 on this. Like, I think it's good. I'm not sure if it's that improved over one, but
I wonder what we gave it to last year, because it definitely should have been Breath of the Wild.
I can look. Let me see.
Biggest disappointment, that I think that stays.
Yeah, that's fun. Every year. I hate when I see these people lecturing on Twitter. It's usually from film Twitter, where they're like, don't do like most overrated films of the year. That's a fucking asshole move. And it's like, come on, man. It's fun. I don't know.
We gave it to Resident Evil 7.
Yeah, I guess. I think I remember our argument about that, too, because it was like, Zelda wasn't doing like a comeback. I mean, it kind of was, but like, yeah, it was like the gulf between what it was and what it became was so big with Resident Evil 7 that we gave it that.
Oh, yeah, like 6 was such a garbage game.
Yeah, I mean, I would argue the last actual Zelda was pretty fucking bad too, but
Skyward Sword.
Agreed. I mean, yeah.
Anyways. Yeah, well,
I mean, it was Resident Evil, which won, and then Zelda and Assassin's Creed were runners up. So,
but I think our list there's it's a pretty good list. There's a lot of discussion there.
Yeah, biggest surprise. I don't know.
I had trouble with this category in both movies and games this year, but I don't know. I feel like we always find something to land on. Like, there's stuff here that I can see giving that award to.
Yeah. Had something there.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Best music sound. I think that one sticks.
Yeah, I'm happy we added that category, and there's ones I feel very strongly about here.
Best looking, that, yeah. I just added one there.
I've never heard of that one, so that'll be...
Look that up, Pete. We're talking about it on the show.
It has an awesome art style.
It looks like a notebook, like sketchings in a notebook.
It's and actually, Pete, you could play the demo of it. It's a, like, they have a demo on Steam. I think that's the only place you can play it. Best character. I only see one here. Are there?
No, that's because I love that. Like, I don't know who added
she's
that,
great.
That was me. She's awesome.
She's like just give it to her because she's the best. Like, I was thinking about adding Boy to troll Chris.
No, but there is a character from that game that I think.
The head?
Yeah.
I'd be down with adding the head.
Mimir, actually, I think.
It's I don't name. Know. You just add the head. I'll know who you're talking about.
The head.
From
God of War.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I know what you're talking about. The guy in the belt.
Yeah.
You
carry his head around.
Oh, yeah! He's
a pretty awesome character, I have to admit.
Honestly, that's a good one. Who thought of that?
Pete.
That's pretty good. That is pretty good. But yeah, I just love Cassandra so much. So it's just like...
She's great. Actually, and I might have... I could probably think of a couple more for best character. I think that I added Spider-Cop as a joke, but there are other ones I can think of and add there. Best moment.
That was a good ad.
That's a good list.
That's a good ad, whoever added that.
That would also be me.
Yeah.
It's like one of those awesome callbacks or whatever. It's just like, oh, yeah, now we're becoming the thing again. Cool.
Best story.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Never mind. Hold on. We're not there yet.
Best story, I think you should add. The game we were just talking about, yeah. Best moment, I'm sure there's other things we could think of, but, like, I don't know. That's the thing is, I looked at this list, like, the other day, and I'm like, I was having trouble thinking of stuff.
Like, what was there, like, a special moment that's particularly, like, stuck out to you?
Like, and it's just, yeah, but it's just, like, I think for me this year especially, I thought a lot of games were just okay. You know, like, they were pretty good.
I would agree. I don't necessarily agree with you. Looks like you sometimes get a little hyperbolic about it. And
yeah,
like it's been a shit year for games. Like, I don't know. Like, I think
that seems a bit much. Yeah,
it has not been a great year.
There's nothing I feel passionate about.
You can't
the ones I like. I'm like, they're good. They're good games.
Yeah, Peter.
I don't know. This is, it's in the light of one of, like, you know, the 1 year every decade where the stars align.
Yes,
all the big studios managed to release all their big games at the same in the same year. Like,
well, it's like,
this is a normal year for video games.
I mean,
last year was not a normal year for video games.
Yeah, last year was weird
for me personally. Like, I got my two favorite series, like a new 3D Mario and a new 3D Zelda in the same year. Like, that was wild, yeah. You know. But next year looks really, really cool to me. Like, there's so many games I'm excited for next year. Like, compared to this year, is just like, yeah, there's things that came out that surprised me that were pretty good, you know. But,
well, I wonder, like, this is some of that, like, so much of your year was spent anticipating Red Dead.
Yeah, well, no, I mean,
it got here. I don't know.
No, it's not to do with Red Dead. I think it's honestly, like, if you added, like, one or two really amazing Nintendo, like, Nintendo did great this year, but, like, the games they did were, like, not my jam games. Like, they're games that, like, I, like, appreciate too.
Right.
But they're not, like, the ones. Like,
yeah, no, I'm with you on that. Like,
it's like the year you give me Pikmin or something. Like, I'm gonna be that guy that's like, oh my god, it was an amazing year because I got a new Pikmin, and other people be like, yeah, whatever. Smash was better last year. I mean, you know, whatever. Like,
next year's already better because we get a new Kingdom Hearts.
Hell yeah,
dude! We get fucking Resident Evil 2. Looks amazing. Like, so many good things. Like,
January is fucking nuts.
At, like, if Nintendo really like releases everything that they say that they're releasing, like they do Bayonetta 3, Metroid Prime 4, like all that stuff, like Animal Crossing, that's just that's you know, right up my alley.
Metro comes out in February.
Yeah, they moved that up a week.
I don't like that, serious. I tried.
It's fair. Best design sequence or level. I think
it's a cool category. It's hard to think up what, you know, remember exactly, but it's a good, it's a good category.
I think stuff we have there is pretty good. And I'm sure if I think more about it, I can come up with some stuff too. Best gameplay, that's getting full.
Those are all like the right choices though.
Yeah. And please stop these awful trends. That has filled in more than I expected.
I don't know. I was trying to come up with shit, and it just feels like the same shit every year. But it's just like one thing that, like, to me personally, like the last thing I added was like deluxe editions with extra outfits for $20. Like, come on, like the $80 edition, you're gonna say that's worth an extra $20? That's not. Like,
I'm gonna edit yours ever so slightly, Jeff, because this there's no reason to have this.
But yeah, regardless. I don't know. It just feels like the same thing every year, though.
Oh yeah, that's a good ad on that.
Just pay
extra money for early release dates. Yeah, I like that. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any categories we want to add?
I don't know. Do we want best world this year?
Best world.
I like that as an idea.
Any world without Donald Trump.
No. It was just me making the joke about how shitty that category was when they had it.
I like that category.
In Time Bomb's thing last year, and no one could actually agree with the category.
Oh, yeah, what a world is? Like, come on, dude.
Well, because some people were arguing it was, like, lore, and other people were arguing it was, like, no, it was, like, literally the world.
Why can't it just be whatever, like... Take that how you mean, like, and explain, justify why you're saying that, and then it can be included. Why?
I don't think they're going to have that category this year. I'm just saying.
Because yeah, I know.
Jeff was ready to like shut the whole website down.
I understand. Like, I now that you say that, I remember. Like,
what?
It was insanity. Like,
it needs to be defined, right? Like, you need to know what the fuck you're voting on. Like,
I don't know. You can say I think this is the best world because of like how the art looks in it, or I think this is the best world because of this. Like, this is a
happy thing. But if it can mean eight different things, then it can just fit in those eight other categories. Like,
right? Like you know, the art in this world is fantastic. That's why I think it's the best world. Well, shouldn't that belong in like best art style or best look or whatever?
I guess. I don't know. I get the inspiration though for that category. I guess is what I'm saying.
I mean, you want to add best world, Jeff.
It's fine, but like, it's just funny, like how long they belabored that point. It was just like, dude, just fucking decide. And like, I can see exactly where Jeff was coming from. Where I finally would just be like, that I'm about ready to cut this. Like, fuck you guys. Like,
all right. So I think that this list is pretty good, unless you guys have something else you'd really like us to add and debate.
I mean, feel free to think of anything, guys. Like, I'm trying to, you know, if something comes to me, I'll definitely bring it up to you guys.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking here, and, like, I don't know, I feel like we should maybe, I don't know, maybe we're okay with categories that only have two or three nominations or something, but maybe we should set a minimum.
I think there should at least be three.
Yeah.
If we can't come up with three, hey, what's the fucking point?
Right.
Unless one of them is way awesome. And you're right. Like, I can't think of anything but that because it's so great.
Well, that's how I felt about the couch multiplayer games. Is like, yeah, there's Overcooked 2 and shit like that, but it's just like, there's really, it comes to me, it comes down to these two games, but I don't know. Anyways,
I'm trying to think of like other, like the couch friendly.
I mean, there's stuff out there, right? Like, I just thought of one off the top of my head.
Yeah. And like, I mean, I'm trying to think of games that like we might have played that.
I played that game a little bit.
Yeah, but you didn't like it.
I fucking hate Overcooked. Oh my God, that game is too stressful.
Well, like, I don't think any of us played like the Jackbox 5 or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Which probably
I should.
Jackbox, but I don't know which version of Jackbox I played. I don't know if it's like
the new one that just came out or one of the other four versions that have come out in the last 5 years.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you guys think of anything, add it to the list. Because we're going to be talking about this all next week. Two episodes of awards.
No, it's not next week. I thought it was the week after. Oh no! Shit, is it next week?
No, no, it's next week.
Fucking time flies.
Time has caught up to us. The end of the year is upon us.
Here,
already. A flat circle. I feel like I've aged like 7 years.
Dude, this year. Fuck this year.
In the age of Trump, that's how time moves.
Yes.
Everything feels like it's 20 years long. Like,
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Terrible. It's like I'm like thinking back to like January and it's like,
how?
There's
how
no way.
How is that this year?
Yeah, like when we were talking at Movie Dudes, like, and like I said, The Ritual. It was like I had to like double check to make sure that came out, that I saw that this year and not like 17 years ago.
Yeah, right.
Yes. So next week will be these awards, these categories. We will be debating them, and for us, we are going to follow that up immediately with our top tens or top sixes in Pete's case.
I'm going to try and play some games, but I thought I had 2 weeks, but I only have one, so we're going to see how many.
It's going to be tight.
Good luck.
But we will be jumping into our best of, personal best ofs, and then coming up with a joint best of for the show and the site. These episodes are always a ton of fun, so.
I will be less passionate this year, though.
Jeff will actually be able to form words.
I will be able to the art of the deal. Let's say. We'll see what happens.
Well, you're banned now. So.
So real quick, because this is our last normal episode for the year. We did get a question in last week from Daxter. He wants to know what our favorite Zen game to play is. He says he knows for Jeff it's probably Animal Crossing. But okay. Just wondering if we have a game that continuously come back to that calms us down and works like a meditative experience. His is Burnout Paradise.
Mm-hmm. That's a choice.
I guess I mean that would be in my top 10 at least, or 20 maybe.
It's in my top 50.
No, I mean, it would be in there. It would be in there. Like, if I had to do a list like this, that would be in there. Fuck yeah.
Okay. It's not when I think of, like, what he's evoking here, it's not one that would...
You know, the first thing that came to my mind was Tony Hawk.
Okay.
Or something like that, like SSX3 or the SSX that, you know, for 360 and shit. Like, things like that where you can kind of zone out. A good podcast. I call them podcast games, where it's like you can fucking like listen to something while you're playing it, you know?
Right, and not have to focus on like a story or anything like that. You just play the game.
Madden.
Yeah. Okay. There has to be something this year like that. Spyro. I mean, Spyro was really
for you. Spyro was
Smash. Smash is definitely one. I'm unlocking characters. I'm playing it on handheld. I'm watching football. You know what I mean? Like, that's very zen for me. I don't know.
I can see that. Tetris Effect has worked that way for me this year. Tetris is a
great example. Yeah.
Like I like it's a game that like you don't have to think about because you just know the rules. And
exactly.
And you know what you have to do. Like Bejeweled, I think, works really well for that too. Like simple gameplay oriented games.
Peggle
for me. Peggle. Yeah. Peter, you got any?
Not off the top of my head.
Dead Cells.
Yeah, I mean Dead Cells, like roguelikes, I guess like the super repetitive kind of games are probably where I'm at.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if I'm changing his intent on that there, but like that's how I take it. It's like a game that you don't have to think about while you're playing it. It's like you're in a state and you're just playing and you're listening to something else, you know.
I think that's kind of what he is going for here. Like when he said Burnout Paradise, I was like that takes a whole lot more of my concentration than I would think for that. But you're right. Like you can zone out and just like the speed and you get on that racing line and you can kind of just fall into it. Yeah. It's just like there. It's not like, it's not like Dark Souls, right? Where it's like you have to be thinking about every move you're making.
I feel very zen when I play Dark Souls.
That's a game that just stresses me out to play it. So
I don't know, man. Like once you accept the realities of it, like it's not stressful once you know it. Like you're just like you know you're gonna die, so it's all right. Like you're gonna learn something from that death.
Sure, we'll go with that.
It is. It's true. Pete, back me up.
Yeah, no, I got you.
Don't back him up. He's wrong.
Whatever works for you two. that's not one that's one that stresses me out. Okay, well, thanks for that question. We'll be back next week with more games talk, where we're giving out some awards.
It's the best time of year. My favorite episodes to do, anyways.
Yeah.
Put it that way. I hate winter, but.
But these are fun. Fun
ones. Oh, yeah. Come on. Had an awards. We're the tastemakers right here.
And then we can have Sean tell us how wrong we are for the next 364 days. So
Sean will agree with me, man. No, he won't. We'll see.
All right. Well, we will be back. Jeff, say goodnight.
Good night.